Hey, good afternoon. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Good afternoon. Yeah, thanks for joining. We're looking forward to hearing what you've got.
I know we don't have a ton of time today, so I'll really jump right into things. As far as an agenda, I just wanted to start with a couple of hellos, and then I don't actually have an agenda slide, so I should probably create one of those. I'll make a note to do that afterwards. But let's just say that we'll look at our AI-assisted whiteboard, talk very briefly about Rhyme's history and why we're quite unique, then really dive in and spend the most of our time talking about areas you're looking to improve with your current voice solution that you use a nice Cognity for. I also have a brief custom demo I'd love to show you. Then afterwards, we can get some feedback and talk about potential next steps. And of course, along the way, please don't hesitate to stop me for any questions. Sound good?
Yeah, that sounds fine. Just to be clear, what exactly are you hoping to get from this first conversation?
Really just an understanding of the reasons that you decided to take the meeting today and some of the challenges you're facing.
Well, we get pitched a lot. Our priority is reliability and not creating risk.
So the reliability is a pain point.
Sometimes, yeah. Especially during peak call times. Though, to be honest, any change has to be justified. We don't swap core
Would you mind just starting? So obviously, my name's Colin. I'm the founding account executive here. Perhaps you guys could do a quick round of intros on your side?
Oh, of course. I'm Dana. I'm over customer experience. I own the metrics around customer satisfaction and containment. I'm Marcus, IT and systems. I care about integration, security, and not breaking what's already working. And I'm Priya from procurement. I come in when there's a clear business case, cost clarity, and risk controls.
Super helpful. Just so you know, so we're using an AI whiteboard today, so it's going to just help us organize a couple thoughts and really make sure we track what's most important to you so we don't lose track of anything and I can still be present without taking a million notes. So let me jump into that and let's go from there. One last thing just so you have a bit of context on us. So we're Rhyme. We're 3 years old, started by Lily, Brooke, and Aries. And we take a little bit of a different approach to this problem. You know, we come from a linguistics background primarily, as well as having a lot of AI engineers. And when we sat down to tackle it, we, rather than using, you know, actor-generated training data or podcasts like everyone else did, we actually set up a recording studio. And we started having, you know, real folks actually speak for thousands of hours so that we can capture, you know, natural human communication in a much more nuanced, a realistic manner than the models that are created with the traditional data. But the proof of all that is just, you know, looking even as a small company, we're now powering tens of millions of calls every month for healthcare, telecom, enterprise, support, really all over. Just even last month, we did a study with 100,000 calls that we helped sponsor. A third of those were with us, and then two were from our competitors. And although no one actually loves receiving unsolicited calls, this was a politics survey, so it was legitimate. We had the lowest hang-up rate amongst any of them and the fastest completion rate. So people actually do enjoy speaking to our AI. But anyway, you're here primarily to talk about voice AI at Assurant. It would be great to understand how you're generating speech today, what tools, and you know, what sort of outcomes you're looking for if things work perfectly, and then maybe a little bit about where things are breaking.
We use NICE with Cognigy for orchestration. It works, but voices can feel a bit robotic. Yeah, and when customers are already frustrated about device protection claims or warranties, that doesn't help. Technically, we are stable, but latency spikes happen during peak, and integration touches are non-trivial. We don't have appetite for a heavy lift unless the return is obvious.
That makes a lot of sense. So you're talking about the reliability and the robotic voices. Could you talk a bit more about the impact of those issues? Why do those matter?
When voices feel robotic, customers tend to repeat themselves or ask for a human. That hits containment and increases cost per call. It also impacts CSAT quite directly.
And right. I guess just to double click there, obviously we're familiar with CSAT, but why does that really matter?
Because lower satisfaction drives complaints and churn, and our clients notice. Also, spikes during peak create longer handle times, so that's more cost. Even small deltas add up at our scale. And that's where we get nervous. We need clear ROI, not just a better vibe.
That makes sense. So would you say one of the best ways to measure success would be a significant increase in CSAT?
Yes, but we also look for improved containment without increasing escalations and stable handle times. And from my side, clear cost predictability.
Sorry, who's speaking now?
Priya, procurement. Just flagging that early.
And so what were you saying again?
We need a clear cost predictability and risk mitigation.
Cost predictability and risk mitigation. So that's a pain or a success criteria?
That's success criteria. And to be clear, if this is a rip and replace, that's a much higher bar. We need to understand how this fits without introducing operational risk.
Yeah, I mean, very simply put, we'll get into some of the details of our solution later. I'm really focused on understanding your concerns right now, but absolutely, by virtue of being natively compatible with your orchestration layer, it's simply a matter of changing a couple of API endpoints. There's very little configuration required. Perhaps we'll do a few special words that might be unique to your business to get those working with the model, but we have a few ways of doing that very effectively. And the actual getting a POC up and running is incredibly fast and low cost.
Okay.
Any other pain points? Marcus, I haven't heard a lot from you yet.
Main thing is we can't afford downtime or surprises. If anything touches PII, security review gets deep fast. And we don't want to manage multiple new vendors for niche pieces.
Yeah, so would you say that having a SOC 2 Type 2 solution that's hosted on-prem would help a lot with your security concerns?
Yes, that helps. But my bigger concern is still operational risk if we were to switch TTS providers, that is.
And can you speak a bit more about that concern?
We have tight SLAs. Outages or latency spikes have contractual implications. So any change has to be basically invisible or demonstrably safer.
That makes a lot of sense. I would be happy to share some of our SLAs and reliability stats with you later, but certainly what I can say is that by having an on-prem solution with extreme predictability when it comes to concurrency limits and GPU requirements, it's a very well-run model that's already hosting tens of millions of calls every month, so there's just no issues there.
Okay.
Any other concerns or we haven't talked about yet?
Just that we get pitched constantly. So we need specificity, not generic AI promises.
Yeah, if there's no other concerns, so far we've talked about the outages and latency spikes and the SLA requirements, the need for predictability, the operational risk, security review, and just not being able to afford downtime. If there's nothing else you wanted to add, I can hop into a quick demo.
Yeah. Okay. Brief is good.
Let's try it live. Wish me luck.
All right.
Hello, and thanks for calling Northstar Device Protection. This is a demo, and the call may be recorded. I'm Northstar's virtual claims assistant. How can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I just broke my phone.
That's pretty naturalistic.
Thank you. To help with your broken phone, I just need to verify your identity. Can you please rewrite your zip code?
94105.
Thanks for that, Colin. I see your policy is active and covers accidental damage. When did the damage to your phone happen?
It happened July 11th.
Thanks, Colin. Was the damage accidental, liquid-related, mechanical, or something else?
Oh my God, I was getting ready for this really big presentation to these amazing people, but I was so excited I knocked my phone off the table and it cracked the screen. Totally an accident.
Got it. Accidental damage. Does the phone still power on and work for you?
It does.
Great. And do you still have the device with you?
I do. Yep. What should I do?
You'll need to keep the device, yes. Just to confirm, your iPhone 16 Pro had an accidental drop on July 11th. The screen cracked, but it still powers on, and you have the device with you.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Your claim number is CLM-DEMO-2049. The deductible for screen repair is $29. I can send a secure link to upload any documents needed to the phone number we have on file. Would you like me to send that now?
Sure.
Or would you prefer to talk to a device claim specialist?
I'll talk to a specialist as well.
You're now connected to a device claim specialist who has all your claim details. They'll assist you further from here.
Hi, Colin. This is the device claim specialist here. I understand you have claimed CLM demo 2049 for accidental screen damage. And I'm here to assist you with any questions you have about repair eligibility.
Est-ce que vous pouvez m'aider en français?
Bien sûr. Nous pouvons continuer en français.
Merci, Colin. Je vous ai envoyé un lien sécurisé par texto pour télécharger vos documents. Si vous voulez parler directement à un conseiller en français, je peux vous transférer. Ah,
c'est gentil, mais sais-tu que j'ai besoin? Bonne journée.
Très bien, Colin. Merci d'avoir appelé Northstar et bonne journée à vous aussi.
Well, yeah, that was the end of the demo. What did you think of the voice quality compared to what you have now?
Honestly, smoother than I expected. Less robotic. But I'm curious how it performs at scale under peak. From a CX lens, tone felt calmer, less robotic. That's good. But I'd want to see how customers actually respond in our context. And for me, it still comes down to commercials and risk.
Sure. Let me address
a useful first look.
All of these. Just so for context, this was something I made myself in just a few minutes. I'm not part of the engineering team, so obviously a production-grade system would be a lot more sophisticated. I used one of our many voices named Vespera because it has a more formal, professional, and reassuring tone. And if someone just broke their phone, obviously that's quite important. That said, we even have different voices that some customers use for folks from different parts of the country and can do a lot of flexibility there, even based on gender. So it's just a starting point. But if you have some more questions, now might be a great time.
Makes sense. Yeah, I'm mostly thinking about real-world performance and measurement.
Well, yeah, you know, as I say, we're some of the largest brands in the country are already using our systems, and we have some case studies I'd be happy to share with you. You know, did I talk about the fact that we did 100,000 calls recently and they all worked?
Yes, that makes sense as a data point. I think the next step for us is probably to define what success would look like internally before getting too far.
Yeah, I mean, that's generally how we think about a POC. So normally we would arrange a call to align on the scope and success criteria, and then start to pilot on one live call flow in limited production. Once that runs for a couple weeks, we would reconvene to review the results and really just measure success against not just does it sound nice, but the things that really matter, like call completion, CSCAT, or customer call sentiment.
Right. That sounds like a reasonable framing. We'd need to align internally first. I'm not making any commitments today, but sure, we can consider it.
Sure, no, that makes a lot of sense. You know, we do have quite a few of these on the books, though. It would be great just to carve out time in case, perhaps in like a week from now, or just to pencil that in. Can we do that? And that'll give you some time to align internally and see if that date works or if we need to move things around.
I think penciling 30 minutes is reasonable, but
yeah, no, that would be
the
great.
Right folks there.
Absolutely. Who do you think are the decision makers that should be there?
I'll start. I own CX Metrics, so I'd be involved. And we'd bring in someone from our platform architecture team and procurement if there's a real business case emerging. Yes, that works. Send a couple of times.
I'll absolutely do that. You know, this was a real pleasure. You know, if you need any more information, everything's here on the website. And I really appreciate you guys taking the time today.
Sounds good. Thanks for walking through it.
All right, end scene.
Noted.